times. If you're in the area, it's 11:30 on BBC Six Music. Time for the news.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News, I'm James Kelly. The Parkview Educational Trust in Birmingham, which has been at the centre of claims of Islamist infiltration, has said it will mount a legal challenge against findings by Ofsted. The watchdog says five schools it investigated will be placed in special measures. One of them is the Parkview Academy. Arshad Malik has a son at the school.
The veracity of the so-called Trojan horse document hasn't been proven. The Ofsted inspections which followed were due to the leak of this document. I'm appalled by some of the conclusions raised because they do not paint the picture. They are alien to me as a parent whose children have attended this school and are attending, and to other parents that I've spoken to.
David Cameron will meet Germany's Chancellor Merkel at talks in Sweden this evening. He's hoping to persuade her that the so-called federalist Jean-Claude Juncker is not the right choice for the next president of the European Commission. A court in Moscow has sentenced two men to life in prison for the murder of a prominent campaigning journalist. Anna Politkovskaya, who specialised in uncovering state corruption and human rights abuses, was shot in 2006. The governor of São Paulo state has told striking metro workers to return to work today or be sacked. The pay dispute has caused traffic chaos in São Paulo, which hosts the World Cup's opening game on Thursday. In other Six Music news...
Now, all together, boys. One, two, three, four.
Donald Duck, who's 80 today. He's been in more films than any other Disney character. Disney expert Dr. Chris Pallant says Donald was created as the voice of the frustrated.
He came through during the 30s when, you know, the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl sweeping across America as well. And in quite a lot of his early cartoons, you'll see Donald in a setting of adversity, and he usually works in maybe a labour-intensive environment and things don't go his way. So I think, you know, the viewers of today, the audiences of today, can really connect to that.
Dr. Chris Pallant. That's Six Music News. The next update's at 12:30.
This is Six Music.
Six
Music. BBC Radio Six Music.